Cereal made of 100% whole wheat, shredded into a straw-like consistency, cooked and shaped into rectangles. It was invented by an American entrepreneur in 1893, after he met a man who was eating boiled wheat with cream to alleviate digestive symptoms. They may look like tiny bales of hay, but they're actually a tasty and nutritious breakfast or snack. Shredded wheat was the first mass-produced ready-to-eat cereal, invented at a time when people typically ate a cooked breakfast. It all begins with whole grain wheat. The raw kernels are hard as rock, so to soften them up, the factory cooks them simultaneously in water and with steam for about 30 minutes. As the wheat exits the cooker, its moisture content is about 50%. Excess water drains away through holes in the conveyor belt. The wheat then travels through a dryer. Inside, nozzles blast the soggy kernels with hot air. By the time the wheat exits, about 10 minutes later, the cooked kernels are dried. They drop onto a conveyor belt, which transports them to the operation that puts the shredded in shredded wheat. The wheat goes into several fill tubes. Each fill tube drops kernels in between two rollers which apply pressure, shredding the kernels into delicate strands. The strands drop onto the conveyor belt below, forming a fairly even layer. Each pair of shredding rollers deposits another layer of strands on top of the previous one, until there's a specific number of stacked layers. The company won't reveal how many. Nor will it let any cameras photograph the next machine. A specially designed cutter which divides the sheet of layered wheat strands into rectangular biscuits. The sheet of shredded wheat biscuits now travels through a tunnel oven for approximately 10 minutes. The specifics of what goes on inside this oven are top secret. All the company will reveal is that there are two cycles, baking and toasting. As you can see in this before and after comparison, the bake cycle makes the biscuits crisp, and the toast cycle lightly browns them. The next machine compresses the sheets with a belt, which breaks apart the individual biscuits. Shredded wheat comes in two varieties, plain and frosted. At this point, the plain ones would be ready to proceed to packaging. However, this batch is designated for frosting, so the conveyor moves them along to the coating station. To make the frosting, they blend and heat sugar, water, and other ingredients. Overhead nozzles spray it onto the passing biscuits. The frosting takes about a minute to dry and set. Here's what the shredded wheat biscuits look like before they're frosted and after. On the packaging line, an automated machine forms a bag out of a continuous sheet of plastic film, fills it with a weighed out portion of shredded wheat, then seals the bag and cuts it free. The next station inserts the bag into a cardboard cereal box, printing the best before date on the top flap. The box not only shows consumers a photo of the contents, it also lists the cereal's nutritional benefits, that it's high in fiber, low in fat and sodium, and contains zero cholesterol and trans fat.